Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we talk about how physical therapists can learn more about weightlifting, Olympic lifts, powerlifting, etc., so that way you can help your patients with that sort of stuff.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to MikeReynolds.com/performance to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. We're up in Boston at Champion PT Performance. Dan Pope, Mike Scaduto, Lenny Macrina, Dave Tilley.
Chance the Rapper.
Answering all... What?
Yeah, my Chance the Rapper dance.
So that's a Chance the Rapper dance?
Yep.
We should all do Fortnite dances one day. Anyway, answering all your amazing questions, PT, fitness, sports performance, whatever you want to talk about. If you have a question, go to MikeReynolds.com, click on that podcast link, and there's a form you can fill out so you can ask us your question too. Lenny, do we have any physical therapy students with us today?
We may have a crop.
I really thought you'd be like, do you have?
Yes. We got a crop going on right now. We got Trey Martin, Dr. Trey, the chronic, Trey Martin, from
Dr. Trey.
East Tennessee State University. We have Ryan Johnson. Ryan is a self-proclaimed scratch golfer. From
no way,
Winston-Salem State University.
What's Ryan's nickname? Can we? Is he just like a
Rye guy?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, RJ.
Rye guy.
RJ.
RJ's not bad.
RJ.
I like Seacrest.
But... some good ones. Seacrest out.
I think I'm gonna call him RJ.
I don't know if I'm worth it.
RJ.
And the final student who I think we can easily figure out a nickname is Evan Jurjevic.
Evan Almighty
from Trine. I feel like when I say Trine University, I want to do like that, like Trine.
Star Trek?
I don't know.
Wait, that's Trine?
Tron? If you're a product of the 80s, Tron was like a space.
Yeah, that's
show.
Star Trek, isn't it?
I know, but it makes me want to do something spacely. Trine University.
Right. Everybody on board the struggle bus.
I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Wait, so the Star Trek?
Everybody off.
Thinks of Tron, which reminds you of Trine?
Yeah. My mind.
Which kind of has Trek. That's why.
Crazy.
All right, who's got this question?
I think we're okay.
RJ.
Woo. Aaron in Tacoma, are there any weightlifting certifications or courses that you recommend for physical therapists? We received a tiny amount of instruction in PT school on things like barbell squats, deadlifts, bench press, etc. And I feel this would be very useful when working with athletes. Thanks for any info.
What's this guy's name?
Aaron.
Aaron. I think it's actually pretty cool that he had some exposure in school.
Yeah, that's
probably more than most people, Aaron. I think that's pretty good. So I think that's a great concept, right? And I would say one of the more popular questions we get on this podcast and continuously get, and we don't answer anymore, is should a PT get a CSCS? And we can potentially talk about that too when we get into this. But I like the concept. You want to learn more about the lifts, something like that. Let's start by answering his question directly. Is there a certification, so CSCS, anything else like that, an official like USA weightlifting type thing? What do you guys recommend? I don't know. Has anyone gone through any of them? Dan, have you gone through any of them specifically?
I haven't done USA weightlifting.
Because we have some of our coaches have, and so we all share the knowledge in there. But is there any certification or like even like a Con Ed program you'd recommend?
We do. Well, I'm biased, you know. I've been preparing my entire life for this question, you know. What if I wanted my fitness very pain-free?
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the reasons why I went to PT school in the first place is because I loved weightlifting. I loved weight training. I just felt like there wasn't a lot of good information out there on how to help people have pain that want to get back to these lifts. So I went to school and then tried to figure all this stuff out myself, you know. First and foremost, Dave and I, we both work for a company called Power Monkey Fitness. And they have these seminars throughout the course of the world. They have a camp twice a year in Tennessee. And their goal is how to teach these movements appropriately. And it's not just the Olympic lifts, although it's very much the Olympic lifts, but it's also all the basic gymnastics movements, running, rowing, everything that you see from a fitness perspective that people are doing at the gym.
What about power lifts?
They don't go over specifically power lifts for power lifting.
Okay.
Although they go over the squat in depth.
Okay, right? Squat, so, but not deadlift bench?
Well, deadlift, you get a little bit of the deadlifts. Yeah, but it's just not designed for how to deadlift for deadlifting.
Got it. Okay, so Power Monkey, great resource for some of the only lifts and gymnastics movement, which is... Yeah, huge nowadays. You know, do that. So building off that, and I know you got more in your head, but building off that, like, what about like CrossFit? Like going through like a CrossFit level one cert? Yeah.
They do. They go over all those movements. I'm CrossFit level one. Are you, Dave? Is anyone else CrossFit level one?
Nice.
The CrossFit one, yep, big time. The certification does prepare you on how to teach these lifts pretty well. You know, that's a big thing. So you're going to be in front of a class. How do you teach these progressions well? How do you have simple progressions that are going to, progressions and help a novice get to a proficient level with the lifts? Okay. So it's pretty good from a baseline perspective. You're not going to go super in-depth from nitty-gritty perspective in terms of programming, how to perform lifts for elite-level athletes, small tweaks to change for those high-level people. They're definitely going to give you a really good baseline for the Olympic lifts and then some of the basic gymnastics.
Could be a good baseline for a new grad type thing. Mm-hmm. Good. Those are only lift-based stuff. Anything else?
Certification-wise, there's a few right now. So John Russin has a course out right now. ICE is also Zach Long, Barbell Physio's course. And then also Quinn Hennock has a few courses right now for Olympic weightlifting as well as powerlifting. So if you're looking for certification right now, those are some good guys that I trust. I haven't been to the courses myself, but they're catered more towards physical therapists.
What about the USA weightlifting certification?
That's another good one. I haven't been through it. I have a lot of friends that have done it, and a couple of our... I guess coaches here have done as well, and they have good things to say. I think that's going to be a little bit more comprehensive in terms of specifically Olympic weightlifting.
Right.
But you're not going to find the power lifts. You're not going to be talking about the bench press. It's not going to be relevant from that perspective.
Well, so from the power lifts, I'll jump in with a couple that I always recommend. So one is our friends in Massachusetts here, but Greg Robbins, Tony Bonvecchio. They're the Strength House, but they do live seminars around, and they have a great website. But they teach the big three, like, all the time. So, I mean, I don't know. There's probably – think about if you have any other recommendations for the big three. But that's –
Greg Knuckles is a real big guy.
Yeah, Greg Knuckles. Like, so they have, like, good programs to teach. That's the power lift. So, you know, squat, deadlift, bench type thing. The other one that I think is actually pretty good, it's a little bit less like train for competition, but more like train for the right technique and functional, is Strong First. And I don't know if anybody's gone through that, but Strong First certifications, they get a bunch of good stuff, like kettlebell-based stuff, but they also have, like, you know, the main lifts, and they include press and stuff like that. So I think Strong First, like, as a physical therapist, may be one of the first ones I would gravitate towards, and kind of go from there.
Dean Somerset and Tony have a course, like, the Complete Hip and Shoulder Blueprint. I think they talk a lot about that stuff. It's not all that, but there's pieces of it in it.
So tons of con ed, a few certs in there. Anybody else have any other suggestions or ideas? I mean, I don't think the CSCS is going to teach you this, right? Yeah.
I don't think so. I think the big thing is that we want these certifications, want to learn more about it. Probably one of the best things to do to learn these lifts is to go practice those lifts.
Bingo.
I'm guessing you're already doing it at this point, but find a gym that has a really good coach, right, or a really good community or culture there that focuses on the lifts you want to improve and practice those lifts on a very regular basis, you know, and then potentially go out there and coach a little bit if you want to.
Right. You know? I honestly, when I read this question, I thought that was going to be our answer. Right, and you want the cert, right? So you can study for this, like you get your CSCS, you can study for this here. You're still not gonna be able to teach it really well, you're still not gonna be able to do it. You need to do it. So you need to join a gym that embraces that culture and loves it, and you need to be part of that. If you can't do it, how can you teach it? I always say that all the time. So join it. It doesn't matter what it is near you, if it's a CrossFit gym or if it's just like its own private facility, I don't care what it is, but go there and learn and experience it and do it yourself. And I think you'll have a much better understanding of how you can then apply that to your population as a physical therapist, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense? So Dan, in all honesty though, like we mentioned a bunch of great resources. You're a great resource. So I've learned a lot about these things from Dan, fitnesspainfree.com. What do you have in the works for people that want to learn more about this stuff?
Yeah, so obviously if you guys want some information right now, you just go over to my website. I talk a ton about injury mechanisms for the lifts, how to get back these movements after you get hurt, proper technique, all that stuff. I just finished up last night, although it won't be out for a few, probably 4 to 4 to, let's say, 8 weeks, depending on when this is released.
Wow, I thought you were going to say months. Yeah. But no, I love that you said weeks. That's awesome.
No, I just finished up a full certification last night myself, right? So look out for that. But basically, I feel very strongly that physical therapists don't have a great resource for how to apply these movements properly from an injury perspective. So I'm talking about how people get hurt in the gym, right, and how to progress back out of pain and get back to the movements they love, and then how to stay injury-free for the long term. So look out for that in the next, let's say, 4 to 8 weeks.
And that was a great blur, but I've been watching Dan build this for a long time. I know this is going to be awesome. It's like the summation of his career and everything. But essentially, he's going to teach you how to do the lifts, how to coach the lifts, how to tweak the lifts, how to get people back to the lifts. It's going to be pretty dang good.
Monster.
So keep an eye out for that. But I think, you know, summary, putting it all together, I think what we need to do is we got to consider that it's not just getting like a certification. So going to USA Weightlifting or something like that and getting a certification, but it's also like learning the basics behind it, right? Doing it yourself, so that way you're in a gym and a part of a community that's doing it and practicing it on yourself and then helping others, and then going through a program like Dan's that's going to like kind of tell you how to tweak it and how to put it together for the person in front of you that may be your patient. So you got to understand how to do it, learn that basics, you got to do it yourself, and then figure out how to tweak it for the person that wants to do it better or get back to it, right?
You got it.
Make sense? Awesome. So another great question. We appreciate it. If you have any more questions like that, please head to MikeReynolds.com. You can click on that podcast link and fill out the form to ask us more great questions like this. And we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeReynolds.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeReynolds.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.